This reply has been brought to you by
top secret.com.
Where to start with this podcast, I have no clue, but here I am. One of the many problems we face as an intelligent race is progress. We have a strange ability of communication and intelligence beyond that which, as many say, any other species on this planet could possibly contain in many, many centuries from their point of development now. Now this itself is a very controversial point, so let me leave it at that. What we have in our day and age is a strange sort of complication. This being intelligence without the knowledge of what we are or who we are. Just the fact that we are here and there is a me and you is a complicated equation far beyond that which I could ever hope to achieve an understanding of. But I have pieces. As far as the development of perception of the existence of ourselves and the universe as a whole, this is a very strange event. They say in some circles that we developed our thinking process and large amount of brain usage through extended use of our vocal cords, which then developed as well as our communicational skills. This too is trivial, but regardless of what has happened, communication is a focal point in our development as a species and understanding the universe at large. There are many factors in all of this, but here's the point. Where does our belief come from? Well, to try and understand that, one must, as how much is the doggy touched on, look at history. Everything we are and about is part of an ever-changing cycle of different cycles, one of which is the attainment and passing on of knowledge. Whether this is the main purpose of what we are and what we are supposed to do, it still remains a core part of our evolving state of belief and understanding. In regards to how this works, there are many studies pertaining to many of the pieces to this puzzle. Here's one that I would like to talk about. There are a few trails I have found, leading me to a theory called the 100-year cycle. People generally live to a maximum of 100 years, give or take as much as you want. There's much information exchange in the life of one person, depending on what they learn and experience. Everything that the person in question takes in affects the information that they have and share with others. In regards to the common knowledge effect, in conjunction with the 100-year cycle, the biggest factor is youth. This is the only way we pass on our knowledge, which greatly affects our belief and further understanding of what is real and not real. When it comes to school and media, this plays a big part in what will happen in the future. Can touch more on this and will. There seems a lot to talk about. This is Torelin the Scarecrow, signing off.